Okay, let's ask the Lord to help us with our worship time. Lord, we are grateful again, Lord, for you giving us a place to meet. Lord, I don't want to sound like a broken record every week, Lord, but it's true. We are grateful that we have this place and have the means to have a space where we can gather together here and have a Bible class like we had this morning with some awesome teaching, Lord, about how our salvation is in you alone. Lord, we thank you now for this time that we get to sing songs to you. So I pray that we can just put aside everything in our mind, Lord. There are lots of things that go on in our lives, Lord, that can just distract us. But help us now to not be distracted, but to just focus on these words and think about you. Think about your goodness, Lord, and help us to worship you. We need your help worshiping you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, most of you here probably know that me and my wife, our daughter and her husband are having their first baby. And we are very excited about that, right? And I'm thinking, what a day, the name of the song, what a day that will be when I get to see my little grandbaby, right? And get to hold her and touch her and all that stuff, maybe spank her, I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be a great day, right? And see, people can bring us excitement where we think, oh, what a day it is that I get to see somebody. Maybe somebody's coming in from out of town or you're going on a trip to see somebody. And we can get excited to see people. And that's good, right? But nobody should bring us more joy or eagerness to see than the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's why. In the chorus it says, the one who saved me by his grace, he's the only one that can save us. That little grandbaby, as much joy as she's going to bring me, cannot save me, right? And the other thing, leads me to the promised land. Only Jesus is the one, by saving us through by his grace, can take us into heaven forever. So our eagerness to see him should be above everyone else that we ever want to see. In the third paragraph, it says, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. And I was thinking about the word disgrace. You know, it's something that's dishonoring or shameful, a shameful action, right? It's embarrassing, right? And it made me think of one time, me and Jovita were invited to a wedding. And the people that invited us to the wedding also invited somebody that's a family member of mine that they kind of knew. And so he went with us to the wedding. And at this wedding, this person that we brought just got stumbling drunk, just so bad that we couldn't find him. And he was outside, passed out outside. And I was so embarrassed. I'm like, what a disgrace. This is embarrassing to me, right? And I thought it was very disgraceful and embarrassing, all that stuff, right? And then I started thinking a couple days later, you know what? I've done the same thing. I've done probably worse than that. I know I had done worse than that. Before I was a Christian, I'd done way worse than that. And you know what, though? Jesus was willing to bear it on the cross. Every sin and disgraceful thing that I'd ever done, Jesus was willing to bear it on the cross as if he did it himself for me. Now, if we understand the magnitude of what that is, you know what it'll make you do? It'll make you want to live for Jesus, the name of this song, right? If it doesn't do that, there's something wrong with you. And Jesus is willing to do that. He's willing to take your sin and your disgrace, and when he was on that cross, die and pay for you. Go to him. Live for him. He's worth it.
Yeah.
So when I was looking at this song this week, a lot of the words in this song reminded me of my wife. She's all the world to me. She's my life. She's my joy. She's my all. Sometimes she's my strength. When I'm sad, I can go to her and she can cheer me up. When I'm sad, she makes me glad. I'm true to her. She's true to me. She's my best friend. I trust her. Right? And she gives me a beautiful life as my wife. But you know what, though? My wife's only temporary. I'm only temporary on this planet. She's only going to bring me these things temporarily. If I die tomorrow, she's not going to bring me any happiness. If she dies tomorrow, she's not going to bring me any more happiness, right? It's over. But the very last line in this, it says eternal life and eternal joy. She cannot do that. She cannot give me eternal life and she cannot give me eternal joy. Only temporary joy. The only one that can give us eternal life and the only one that can give us eternal joy is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Okay, in this song, in the second paragraph, it says, "And now henceforth I'll trust in thee." That's just a fancy way of saying, "And from now on out I'll trust in you, Jesus," right? So what does it mean to trust in Jesus? Okay, I'm going to trust that this wall is going to hold me up. So I can lean against it, and I'm trusting it's going to hold me up. I have full confidence this wall is holding me up, right? No doubt in my mind, right? That's trusting it, okay? Well, what does it mean to trust in Jesus? Well, it's believing that He lived and died for you. It's believing this. I'm trusting in Him that when He lived on this planet and He lived a perfect life, never messed up one time in thought or deed or action, anything. Everything He did was perfect all the time, perfectly righteous. I believe that He gave that to me. I'm trusting that He gave that to me. I believe that. And then it's believing that when He was on the cross, dying, when Jesus was on the cross, what He was doing was receiving the wrath of God. Not for anything He did wrong, but for people that trust in Him. I trust in Him. And I trust that when He was on that cross, the wrath He was receiving was for me, but He took it in my place, so I believe those things. I'm trusting that what He did gets me to heaven, not what I do. See, the opposite, or not the opposite, but what goes along with trusting in Him is not trusting in yourself. I believe Jesus died on the cross, took my wrath, and lived a perfect life and gave that to me, and what I do. It's not that. It's not trusting anything you do. Zero. At all. Nothing. See, the Bible says our good deeds, our good works, trying to please God, are filthy rags. Right? So there's no goodness in us. Trusting in Him is fully just saying, Jesus, I trust in what You did. And now, because I trust in You, I am going to confess to you that I'm a sinner. I'm going to repent of my ways and do it Your ways. I'm going to trust in what You did on the cross, and I'm going to love You and make You my Lord. I'm confessing You as Lord, and I want to do what You say. See, that's trusting in Jesus. Anything else? If you trust in yourself at all, you're not fully trusting in Him. You're trusting in Him and something else. So listen, don't trust in yourself. If you want to trust in yourself, you're going to be condemned to go to hell. But you have a way of getting to heaven by trusting in Him. Live for Jesus. The song says, I'll live for Him. He did all that so that we can trust in Him and live for Him. Let's pray. Lord, we are grateful that You're a God that is willing to save sinners, Lord. And we see things in these songs that show that, Lord. And these aren't Your words in Your Bible, but they do come. These words are from Your Bible, Lord, and they sing about You and what You did on the cross and what You're willing to do for us, which was to die for us, Lord. Receive the wrath. Take all of our shame. Take our sin and give us a new life in You, Lord. And we are just grateful for that, Lord. So I just pray today, Lord, if someone doesn't know You that way, Lord, have mercy on them. Give them the desire to call out to You, Lord. Let them see that this when this life is over, we just have to face our judgment, Lord. Face the judgment that You are going to put on us, Lord. So I pray that You would help them to see that and that they would cry out to You and want to be saved, Lord. You're a good God that wants to save sinners. So thank You for doing that, Lord. And I pray now that You would help us with the message we're going to hear, but we would be awake and alert and listen. Lord, you want to teach us something, so give us ears to hear and eyes to see, and help us to learn what You want us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen.